with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. It's game day for the women at the Cayman Islands Classic. Eight NCAA teams are lighting up the John Gray Gym, with action tipping off earlier today and continuing into the night. Oklahoma opened the day against Charlotte, followed by George Washington in Miami. Georgia Tech met St. John's, and the headline matchup is now underway. Memphis taking on Florida, led by standout Miara O'Neal. Adding some serious star power to the sidelines, NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal is in Cayman to support his daughter, who suits up for the Gators. I caught up with tournament manager Colin Anglin as the excitement built ahead of tip-off.
Oh, it's been a little out of control. And again, it's amazing. This really kind of reminds you of how quickly news can travel, right? Because you have people, you know, coming out of nowhere, kind of say, oh, yeah, I heard about Shaq and this and that. So it's amazing how that information has spread and all of the excitement around it. Of course, everybody's asking for a picture, and I really can't promise that possible. But I tell you what, just being able to see that guy in person, and because the John Gray Gymnasium, of course, it's a small, intimate space. So it's not like you're going to be seeing him from several hundred feet away or something. He's going to be right there, so up close and personal. And so let's see how that turns out. But it certainly has people very, very excited. Thought about just being, you know, in the vicinity of this NBA great himself.
Stay tuned for full scores and highlights in our next update. Moving on to football action, Cayman women's national team may not have secured the result they wanted in last night's CONCACAF qualifier, falling 4-0 to Bermuda, but their message was clear. This is a team focused on growth, adaptability, and laying the groundwork for long-term success. Courtney Hicks, Olivia Ridley, and head coach Michael Johnson reflected on the match, the lessons learned, and the continued development of this young squad.
I feel like we fought hard. I mean, it's disappointing because I could see that all of my team, you could see that we were trying, and they put their best foot forward, but we just didn't exploit our strengths. I think they outran us, and it's just it's an unfortunate result, but there's nothing we could do. Just look forward to the next game.
We tried our best. We try to win our tackles. We try to move forward. We try to do everything. In the end, this is a learning opportunity for us because we are still young, and we'll bounce back. We'll bounce better. And this is not, we're going to do better. Like, we're not just going to go down from here. We've learned from our mistakes. We're working together with each other for a lot of us our first time. This is my first game. And so it's good to know that we do have potential, and we will work harder and we will get better.
No, definitely to build off of. This team is too young to feel anything negative. It's way too young. It has to be a progression. We have to look forward. Again, we always talk about the controllables. And again, if we can't worry about things we have no control over. So we have control over our feelings, the way our attitude against the next games, our way we treat training, the way we treat the atmosphere, this is what we can control. This is the only thing we can control. We can't control the opponents that we know are top tier. We just have to, again, work our best.
In local football, Elite Sports Club edged out Academy in a hard-fought CIFA Premier League clash at the Timothy McField Stadium on Sunday. We've got post-match reaction from Elite captain Wesley Robinson, and a look back at some of the game's standout moments.
Yeah, it was a good win today. We went into this game knowing that it was an early challenge and contenders for us for the league with having won the league last year. Obviously, we know there are other teams that are more than capable to give us a run for our money. So we went to this game knowing that Academy are one of those teams. We have a lot of national team players. They have good quality in our team as well too. So we went into that game with a certain game plan on how to approach the game, how to approach them, how to capitalize and maximize our strengths and minimize our weaknesses to go in and get the 3 points for this game. We just take it step by step. We don't try to look too far ahead. We try to keep humble, keep our heads on our shoulders, and just look at the next game as we take it game by game. It was a good win today. Good effort by the guys. Good shape. Good focus for the team. From the defense, from the keepers, all the way straight up to our midfield and our top line as well. Too much ball around the game. Very proud of the guys.
Cayman golfers continue to turn heads. Here's CIGTV's Lavida Thompson.
22-year-old Caymanian golfer Justin Hastings made an impressive showing in his first professional tournament this month, competing in the Butterfield Bermuda Championship from November 13th to 16th at Port Royal Golf Course. Hastings finished tied for 22nd place at 3 under par. The tournament marked a milestone for Hastings, who recently turned professional and secured a new 3-year sponsorship deal with Butterfield Bank to support his career on the PGA Tour Americas. Hastings made the cut and played all 4 rounds, competing alongside PGA Tour veterans in challenging conditions with high winds throughout the tournament. This caps off a remarkable year for Justin, who earlier this year became the first Caymanian to make the cut at a U.S. Open, earning low amateur honors at that event.
This weekend, Cayman Brac shifts its focus to football and netball action. Premier League and Primary Football League take center stage alongside U16 netball practices. Meanwhile, over on Grand Cayman, swimmers gear up for an open water competition. With the Brac Basketball League wrapping up, Radio Cayman caught up with the Sister Islands acting head of sports, Lenorth Duhaney, who breaks down all the weekend highlights and what's next for his local athletes.
In Cayman Brac this weekend, we have the Premier League match Sunday at 2 o'clock. Our men's team, Cayman Brac team, will be going up against Colors out of Grand Cayman at 2 p.m. Some of our teams will be traveling down there to Grand Cayman. So we have the CUC team, the primary school team, the U11 team. They will be playing CIS White 11 in the quarterfinals of the Constellation Cup. Our swim team will be taking part also in the coconut swim meet there in the Brac. It's a coconut swim meet that we go almost every year. We're carrying down a full team of about 16 persons. They will be traveling this afternoon to go down there early tomorrow morning. Excited for the team. You know, they'll be spending the entire weekend there in Grand Cayman from this afternoon till Sunday. And our U16 girls, national girls, will be going down for national training for netball. They are also on a trip to Jamaica next week, Friday. 6 or 7 of the girls will be traveling to Jamaica with the Cayman Islands Under-16 National Netball Team. So we are in office now doing a lot of preparation all over, getting the swim team, getting the men geared ready and so on. So that is what really happened on the Brac. I must also report that last weekend, Sunday, we had our men's basketball competition where white team defeated Dingy in the final. Very good final, went overtime. So it's a white team. It's mainly made up of Brac locals as well as international players. Okay. As I said, we had a very good tournament. We had a presentation. It was very good. It was one of our best finals that we have seen in the Brac for the longest. It was very exciting here in the Brac.
And more than 60 runners and walkers hit the streets last weekend for the Cayman Islands Conference of Seventh-day Adventist LASCO Annual 10K Fun Run. First across the line was Kevin Summer with a time of 47:42.22. He was followed by Paul Williams and Lawrence Grant. First female was Maria Leonce with a time of 1:05.17. All proceeds support the church's youth camp event in April. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.